Hi, welcome to another episode of The Spotlight. This podcast is for curious minds and aspiring innovators who are leading the charge in the research revolution. We dive deep to discuss inspiring, informative, and offbeat conversations on product research and strategy. My name is Iwalola Shobowale, and I am a product research and strategy lead at a leading technology company in Nigeria. I'm super excited for this episode. I've received a lot of great feedback from my colleagues, friends, my peers, you know, on this podcast. And it's really motivating me to put this podcast out there. I'm also hoping to hear from you listeners. If you have any specific questions you'd like my thoughts on or a topic you'd like me to discuss, I'm open to it. And in true researcher fashion, please, you can complete my intake form linked in the show notes. So it's at tinyurl.com/thespotlightpodcast. I'd really love to hear from you. The first segment, we'll be looking at training topics in UX research. So jumping into the first segment, I'd love to talk about a really fantastic session that was organized by Miro titled Reach Next Level Engagement in User Research with Miro. Now this session was held on the 10th of May, but I've been sharing the recording to everyone around me. I'd highly encourage you to watch it. It was organized by the Miro team. They are head of research, Dahlia El-Shimi, and her team. And they walked us through examples of projects, practices, and processes that, you know, that will be valuable to helping UX researchers and their stakeholders understand the needs and challenges of their organization's customers. So this session was really chock full of real-life examples of how we can transform user research insights into lasting business impact. I'll link the recording of this session in the show notes. I think it's a really fantastic resource. Well done to the Miro team for setting this up. I really encourage you to listen. So speaking on translating research insights into business impact, right? I also wrote an article along this line on the newsletter. So the most recent post is titled What is the Value of UX Research? And in the article, I discussed how the impact of UX research can be quantified, how the impact of low UX maturity on an organization's products and its business. You know, I also discussed what happens when UX research is poorly adopted within an organization. And, you know, I highlighted how we can prove our value to stakeholders as researchers. I'd really love for you to read it and share your thoughts on this topic. Like, how do you currently measure the impact of your work? That's something I'm really curious about. I think this is one area that we as researchers often struggle to be specific about. So please check out my article and share your thoughts. The newsletter can be found at iwalola.substack.com. I'd really love to hear what you think about the topic. So the second segment was the real meat of this episode. So I'll be discussing a day in the life of a UX researcher. So at a recent career fair event, I got to speak to aspiring designers, researchers, you know, and a couple of them are interns, and someone asked me a question about what a day in the life of a UX researcher looks like. You know, according to her, she didn't understand what exactly a UX researcher might be doing, you know, aside from conducting usability tests. So I found that quite funny, but also, you know, it just shows that there's a lot that, you know, we can learn. So I figured it would be really interesting to delve into that topic in this episode. So what does a day in my life look like? So I currently work a hybrid model. So I go into the office 3 times a week and I work from home on the remaining 2 days. So on the days that I go into the office, I typically wake up at like 5 a.m. I hop out of bed while my alarm is blaring. Okay. Well, okay, that's not exactly true. But sometimes I find myself dancing to my alarm in my dream. Like, is it just me? I don't even understand what happens. I don't know. Do I snooze and I don't recall? But somehow, anyway, I wake up like 5 a.m., 5:15, maybe by my second alarm, and, you know, hop out of bed. check my kids, they're alive or well, you know, and I go to the bathroom, do some light reading and catching up while I brush my teeth. So one thing I really love reading early in the morning is like articles around research, business management, strategy, maybe a few pages from whatever book I'm currently reading. It could be like a tech about article or something. So I found that in the morning my brain is super receptive to learning or reading. So I find that that's like the best time for me, and I really enjoy it. So, okay, maybe I think it would be interesting to share what I'm currently reading. So on my reading list right now, I have The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. I hope I'm not butchering that name. Anyway, my mentor actually encouraged me to read this book. I'm also reading Sprint, Solve Big Problems and Test New Ideas in Just 5 Days. I just started reading this a few days ago. My manager put down the hammer and actually mandated our whole team read this. So started reading that. Okay, going back to what my day as a research lead typically entails. So before I hop into the shower, one thing I really love doing, I put on a podcast or something, some form of content, and I make sure I'm playing something, right? I find that this is the boring time just in the shower. I like to listen to something. So off the top of my head, I've been enjoying listening to McKinsey's Inside the Strategy Room podcast. I believe that's what it's called. Freddie Wong Started from the Bottom, Strategy Skills by Firms Consulting. So I'm listening to this podcast anyway, and my brain, you know, is really enjoying this information at this time. I'm just taking it all in like a sponge. And I think I found that early mornings are really great for me to learn something new or refresh my brain on something. I highly recommend this. So by now I'm all dressed up. My kids are still fast asleep. I check on them again. It's probably about 5:45. So I'm like rushing into my car to start my commute to work. So during the commute, I typically finish up listening to whatever podcast I started. And it takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to get to work. Anyway, I bear in mind that I live in Lagos, so this is a pretty fair commute. So I get to the office like around 6:30 a.m. Say my cheery hellos to my colleagues, because believe it or not, there are people who get to the office before me. You know, say hello everyone. How's your day? How's morning? Do a little bit of chit chat. How's your wife? How's your baby? You know, some light gossiping about other colleagues, and then, you know, open up my computer eventually, probably around 7 a.m. So first thing I like doing is to catch up on any messages on Microsoft Teams. That's what we use in the organization. Respond to messages, check my mail, review my to-do list from the previous day, and, you know, cross out whatever I've accomplished, feel good about myself, and then create my list for the day. So I'll check my team's project dashboard as well, check where we are with ongoing work, I'll also like give feedback on anything that's pending, and the day is off to a start. By 8 a.m. I've probably had my morning tea, the day's kicking off. So I've checked my calendar for the day. So if there are any early morning meetings, I like review any notes that I have to prepare for the meeting. Typically, my team has a weekly stand-up by 8:30 a.m. So we usually just catch up on our weekends, a little chat, and then run through everything we each worked on the previous week. So everyone gives an update on the status of their ongoing work, and we update our dashboard accordingly. So there's usually also like a bit of a rant about something one of our stakeholders said or did, or some prime information, and then we all chip in on the way forward or like the next steps, you know, give each other advice. And of course, you know, for UX researchers, I think there's a fair bit of work that involves stakeholder engagement, you know, stakeholder management. And I think it's really great that our team like make sure to confer with each other and things like this, you know, makes the burden lighter. So by 9 a.m. anyway, you know, I have to jump into another weekly stand-up with team leads where we usually discuss maybe any operational issues, any big budget items, you know, upcoming important meetings. We highlight any issues that, you know, we need to discuss and thrash out, and then plan for the week ahead, essentially. So once this meeting is over, usually it takes about 30 minutes. I probably do a little bit more chatting with some colleagues about work, recap on meetings, you know, communicate the status of ongoing work, you know, some more gossiping. And then if we have any user interviews or field work planned for the day, we typically set this up to start by 10 a.m. It's just like a great time. It's not too early, not late in the day either. But if we don't have any of this like active actual research work, you know, then I usually have like some set, I've usually set like focus time to work on a report, you know, maybe analyze some data from a prior, like from a study, listen to a recording, an interview recording, or create some form of documentation. It could be like an audit document, feedback, like a user flow or something. So this might take about 2 hours, but like, to be very honest, I am typically interrupted, you know, maybe to like confer on another document or design or something, or to like maybe put out a small fire, you know, give feedback or discuss, you know, maybe an ongoing project or something. So also, if there are any internal meetings scheduled, that will also happen. So maybe there's some stakeholder engagement where we need to like plan for another upcoming research study, or like have a discovery session for new research. So it might also be like maybe sitting on a design presentation, you know, a design review. So with like product designers, might also be sharing feedback on the work, making plans to test the design or something, along, you know, decision making on the design. So sometime during the day, I also make sure to meet with my manager. We discuss maybe some process improvement needs. I'll give him an update on ongoing work, discuss incoming work, maybe new requests, escalate issues. So I'm reporting people to my manager. a lot of gossiping about stakeholders again. So thinking back, actually it seems like there's a lot of gossiping and I'm a boy involved, but yeah, that's what happens when going to the office. So before I know it, I think it's really, I have my lunch, and then it's probably like around 3:30 p.m. So I'm looking at my to-do list and actioning any straggling items. Did I maybe sync with a stakeholder, checking it off? Did I give feedback on a document? I checked that off. Have I shared a report? I check it off. Maybe did I catch up with my team on something? Yeah, I've done that. Have I scheduled interviews or something for next week? Yeah, done. You know, giving out some rewards or incentives for a previous research, done. You know, it feels good ticking off things. So yeah, by 4 p.m. yeah, I'm running off home. So bear in mind, I got to work at like 6:30, so 4 p.m. it's time to go home. Yeah, there's definitely like 1.5 to 2 hours of traffic, Lagos traffic. So yes, I have to decompress. Today's probably been a lot. While driving, I might listen to maybe my favorite, I'll listen to my favorite podcast, my entertainment podcast. I love 234 Essential, shout out to them. I love I Said What I Said, shout out to them as well. These two are like top entertainment content for me. So by 5:30 p.m., 6 p.m. I'm back home. My kids are home, I love up on them, I ask about their day, play with them, you know, make their dinner, spend some time with them, and before I know it, it's like 8 p.m. So yeah, I open up my computer again, you know, to put in like another 1 hour of focus work. So I maybe finish up a document or a report, review a survey, a business requirement document, you know, maybe look through wireframes, give feedback, you know, something along the line, draft something, respond to any emails or messages that I missed during my commute. And yes, the day is over for me. So that's pretty much a day where I don't have actual UX research studies ongoing. So this was just a recap of like a medium to light day. So I'll be happy to do another episode describing another day in my life where there's maybe an ongoing study or maybe a work from home day if you're interested. So just to recap, a day in my life typically involves some planning and preparation. You know, maybe if there's an ongoing research study, you know, actually conducting the research, so, moderating interviews, participating, moderating field studies, surveys, usability tests, you know, maybe collecting, cleaning up, analyzing data, documenting findings, creating reports, sharing with stakeholders, collaborating with designers, PMs, that's product managers, stakeholders in business, engineers. Oh yes, there's a lot of communication involved. Some stakeholder engagement to help maybe with decision making or sync on some dependencies. And yes, there's also a lot of continuous learning development. So we're typically taking one course or the other, reading some book or articles, or listening to some webinar. Yeah, that's pretty much my day in recap. So yeah, I really hope you've enjoyed listening. And if you have any comments, questions, or feedback for me, please feel free to complete my Q&A form that's linked in the show notes. You can also reach out to me on LinkedIn or Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. Please also rate this podcast and share with someone you think will find this valuable. Till next week, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.